It's a pleasure to say hello to Councillor Tim Lavery. Tim, you're in charge of Fire Smart and making sure that we're safe this year. That'll be the next season that hits us. And so right now, what are some of the things that the city is doing?
Yeah, thanks, Patrick. I've been designated by council just to coordinate the Fire Smart actions. So I want to talk a little bit about what the city's doing and maybe what residents can do as well. The city applied in 2019 with the Musqueamless Indian Band to get fuel mitigation money. We completed a wildfire protection plan last year, and we've just recently, for 2020, got another grant that will do fuel load mitigation in three areas in Little Mountain, as well as more work in South Canoe, and general Fire Smart education, and also hopefully we kind of identify two neighborhoods that become Fire Smart champions. That part we're still trying to get our heads around, given the public health restrictions about social distancing and things like right now, but we are ready to go to start increasing fire smarting in the city.
Okay, now are you guys going to be doing, you know, controlled burns or just removing the fuel by picking it up and raking it out?
Yeah, no burnings there. It'll all be physical fuel load mitigation and removal. It's not a burn situation. Again, Salmon Arm is surrounded by Crown land, right? And it's a whole other dynamic and a whole other series of treatments there. Within the city itself, it'll be fuel load mitigation. And there are things that residents can do, too. Really simple things that can reduce by up to 80 or 90% your chances of getting hit by embers and sparks. That's really what causes things. And by removing in zones combustible vegetation around your home, it's absolutely huge. And at the end of this, maybe I can give you a link of where you can go to.
Okay. Well, you know, it's funny. I actually have been doing that for my own mental health. I just find that it calms me down to get out in the garden. And I thought, I will rake up all the pine needles. How much can there possibly be around the house? I ended up with three full truckloads. Yeah. I mean, that was a lot of fuel.
Yeah. And I don't want you to think I'm stalking you, Patrick, but but I've actually, because I go by your house every now and then, and I see the work that you've done, and you're doing that sort of thing. I can guarantee you, when people will never look at cedar and juniper hedges, and again, because they become the combustible aspect that spark lands there, and then it can gravitate very easily to your house. There's lots of information there, and hopefully, again, I'll give you a link.
Okay. Well, what is that link then?
So there'll be links up at the city website, City Salmon Arm. They're not quite up yet. If you go to the CSRD website, type in Fire Smart. They've got a great selection there. And the real key one, I would say, is there's a manual called Fire Smart Begins at Home. And it is if the city councilor can follow that, the average citizen can too.
Fantastic. You and your family doing okay during all of this?
Yeah, Patrick, thanks for asking. We're adapting as others are. There's certainly city-side stuff that we're working on top of, and we've got into a routine where we support each other and our neighbors. So, yeah, thank you.
Fantastic. All right, well, stay well, Tim. It's always a pleasure to say hello. Tim Lavery, Councillor of City of Salmon Arm, and this year, a reminder to stay fire smart.
Without a doubt. Thanks, Patrick.